Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe won a major legal victory on June 14th. Court found that approval of the Dakota Access Pipeline violated the law. Last November, I went to Standing Rock to stand in solidarity with the water protectors, where I was welcomed and invited to record conversations.
Native rights, land rights.
We're in prayer. This is a ceremony. We're praying for everybody, the world, everybody. Everybody has rights. We're breaking down barriers. We're uniting in prayer and ceremony.
This is an issue that all of humanity needs to unite on because it affects all of humanity.
Here's an ally and an advocate for the people who are protecting our water.
Standing in solidarity with Indigenous people.
I'm here on these front lines because it's wrong what the government is doing, and they're just ignoring everything that's going on. And you know what? If they're not going to stand up, I will.
For our future, for our children, for our planet, for this future of life, for life.
No.
No dapple.
No dapple.
No dapple. Like to share why you're here?
Minowatrone.
And the peaceful march has begun this Saturday, November 12th. Helicopters are overhead, Barnadur Road.
Don't panic! The world is watching. The whole world is watching.
Looking for shells. Shots fired. Why you're here as an elder.
I'm here on behalf of the future generations. The seventh generations. We are here as water protectors for the future generations.
And what nation are you with?
I'm from the Lakota Nation. My name is Finette Black Bear. And I stand here in solidarity with my ancestors.
Have you been at the Standing Rock?
Yes, that's where I live. This is my third trip now. I've been there for over a week now. I'm back from Seattle.
They're now looking for shells because shots were fired. If you could share with me what you're holding right now and why you're here at this action and what this action is for.
We heard the shots fired, and I was in the back there with the guys carrying the sign. I heard it, so I came up. And when I saw you guys gathered around, and I just picked this up without touching it, just to, you know, see what it was. That's really, somebody could have got hit, you know. And a really scary situation with all these kids here and some elders in there.
What are you holding?
A 9mm, it looks like. He was filming it, so hopefully the cops or somebody would come get this, because this is a public road, you know, and none of us are armed or anything except with prayer, like you said.
Yes, this is a peaceful march. Why are you taking a stand here? What are you protecting?
Well, my grandson has been up here since they first started, and I've been coming up on the weekend, so I thought I'd come stand with him and walk with him, you know. I work and all that, so it's hard, so I got to just do what I can now that they're closer and closer. I don't know what's going to happen, so that's why I'm here, just to support everybody that's here.
What's
Natives and non-natives, you know. No, the water is going to get poisoned. With it. It's not a, like Chairman Fraser said, it's not a matter of if it breaks, it's going to be when it breaks, and we're all drinking that water, you know, so they just don't realize that there's non-Indians that are going to drink that water too. And like I know, I'm from Pine Ridge, and we have the Maniwachone water line, and the non-natives, they have what they call Lyman Jones, so they're in it too, so I'm surprised that they're not, their Congress people aren't trying to stop it. So that's what it shows you the big money does. Oglala Lakota, Pine Ridge, South Dakota.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have the shell?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, can we get your name and your identity?
Yeah, Ben Smith.
Ben Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you at camp? I just heard the shots fired.
Pray for Morton County Sheriff's Department.
for their cruel acts against our women, against our elders, against our warriors. We are here to pray for you. We come in a peaceful manner. We come here in a ceremonial way. At this time, we're going to read a letter from my brother that's going to lay out a little more of the intention and purpose of why we have gathered. We will continue to stay in a ceremonial fashion. We have already seen the escalation from them, but we will continue to stay peaceful. We will continue to keep a prayer in our heart. The only reason why I'm hollering really loud is so everybody hears me. But remember that this is ceremony, and these people have done grave harms to our ancestors, and they need prayer. This county has done grave harm to our people that are living, that are walking, and they need prayer. So we have brought prayer to them. We have brought ceremony to them. They need our prayers, so let's stay in this manner.
I'm here to read a letter to the media and everyone here. We are calling upon the Department of Justice and the County Commissioners of Morton County to investigate the policies of Morton County Sheriff's Department as human rights abuses. The criminalization and subsequent inhumane treatment of peaceful water protectors at Standing Rock stands as an excusable atrocity. We have in our possession official documentation of people, including women and elders, being corralled into makeshift pens originally meant for dogs after they had already been stripped of all garments and faced to endure hours in the cold and hostile environments. This treatment is apparently in accordance with the policies of Morton County Commissioner's Office and the Morton County Sheriff's Office. Even after people were released, the horrors did not end. They were released between 10 p.m. and midnight in the midst of harsh North Dakotan winter temperatures. Many were left with no shoes, no socks, and no way to communicate their situations to their friends, families, and community. Many were left helpless and freezing miles away from their communities, often across state lines. This was all pre-approved, and as Sheriff Kirchmeier has confirmed during interviews with neutral mediators, all of what has happened and continues to happen is within the letter of the law. That's a quote. The cruel treatment endured by peaceful water protectors has already drawn the ire in an investigation of the United Nations. When vulnerable populations, including our elders and our veterans, can be lawfully abused, the law needs to change. Freedoms of speech have been violated through the purposeful destruction of media equipment and the specific targeting of media personnel. Freedoms of religious expression have been violated through the purposeful destruction and targeted confiscation of sacred materials used in holy ceremonies. The policies and practices of the Morton County Sheriff's Department stand in direct opposition with the United States Constitution and the basic human morality, and the Morton County Commissioner's Office continues to allow this evil. The same armored law enforcement extracting terror upon Native water protectors are extensions of the sanctioned military forces terrorizing communities throughout the United States. Targeted criminalization and brutalization of communities of color across the nation must end now. We call upon the Department of Justice and the Morton County Commissioners to send investigators immediately to monitor the situation, witness what is occurring at Standing Rock, and proceed through a public investigation into these abuses. What we're seeing out here is what we're fighting is a pipeline. There are other pipelines that we fight in other communities. The prison industrial complex, that is a pipeline. The school to prison pipeline is also another one. So it doesn't end here. Once we leave and once we win, and we will win, we have to go back and find those other pipelines. What I would like to do is open it up to my folk here from other communities of color who experience pipelines as well. We have the No Not One More movement. They suffer from the pipelines as well. You have BLM and other communities like it that suffer from the prison industrial pipelines as well. We'd like to invite them to come and speak a little bit about this as well.
Representative of the Black Lives Matter Global Network. Black lives from across this nation and from across the world are here in prayer with Standing Rock today and every day. We are here in prayer with our Native brothers and sisters today and every day because we know how you are being targeted here. We are of a people that were stolen from our lands. We are a people whose languages were deemed illegal, whose religions were deemed illegal, whose sacred gatherings and families are still criminalized to this day. We feel the pain being inflicted upon family here and Indigenous family all over the nation. It's a pain we've lived, and we honor you for resisting so nobly, so prayerfully, in true warrior fashion. We honor a war waged with prayer. We honor a truly, truly holy war. We know what pipelines meant to lands all over the world, to water all over the world. Black people know what pipelines mean as they stream our children into prison cells. They start counting and building prison beds based on the number of black babies as early as third grade. Third grade. In an interest to criminalize our bodies for profit. Just as we see here, profit is leading to the criminalization of peaceful protectors. Profit is leading to the complete ignorance of a treaty of sovereign land. Profit is being held above the rights of peaceful people on their lands, honoring their traditions, protecting resources that all of us need to live. We're here with you today, and every day we honor your prayer and join your prayer, and we'll be with you until you win. And yes, we will win. I invite you to join me in reciting the words of one of our sisters, Asada Shakur. It is one of our peaceful warrior chants, and I'd ask you to join me as we say, it is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love each other and support each other.
We must love each other and support each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Chapter, also representing the National Brown Berets. I just want to say
Standing with you all today is an honor, and I want to make that connection because I believe that in this country we have been taught to separate ourselves. Whether you call yourself Mexican, or you call yourself Peruvian, or you call yourself Argentino, or you call yourself Lakota, we are all the same. We all have indigenous blood running through our veins. Turtle Island combines all of us together. And so I just want to say today, like I said, it's an honor to be accepted. It's an honor to stand with you all. And one thing I want to address as far as what's going on in the direction of this country. One major problem within my community is the immigration and the targeting of immigrant families, women, and children that are coming here for a better life, for a chase of this American dream, which has never been extended to people of color. I want to ask that this nation pays a close eye to these immigrant detention centers where atrocities are going on, to these mercenaries at the border that are targeting and picking apart families and separating families from each other, deeming people aliens and illegals when this is our land. I want to just say that as we continue to raise this awareness, we're going to work together, together. Doesn't matter what color you are or where you come from. If you are understanding of the movement that we are partaking in, then you are family just like the rest of us. I didn't have nothing prepared, but I just want to say thank you. It's really a blessing. It's very emotional for me because I know what my ancestors went through. My ancestors are Purépecha in Mexico, Michoacán, and Jalisco. They also went through atrocities of colonization and the erase of their language and their cultures. Us Chicanos in the United States have to negotiate that because we don't have that. We don't have access to our culture. We don't have access to our language. But when we see all of you, it makes us feel like we are at home. It makes us feel that we are family. And again, I thank you for that.
We have one more guest speaker here with us.
My name's Thomas Joseph. I'm here to represent the La Red campaign, which is a network of PICO. It's the largest faith-based organization in the world. And we want the world to know that this days of colonialization needs to come to an end. That manifest destiny needs to come to an end. This pipeline is continuing on that legacy, and it needs to stop. I want Trump to know that we thank him for the opportunity to bring these networks together and to let the world know that we will no longer be siloed, that people of color are coming together. Our black brothers and sisters, our Latino brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers and sisters are here today and across this world standing in solidarity with the indigenous population of Turtle Island. And if you look down the road, we have our white allies standing in our defense. We are no longer alone. We are no longer alone in this struggle. And we want the world to know that it has started here in this moment. That from this time forth, we will be united and the democracy will prevail. The voice of the people will be heard. We are that voice. You are that voice. And we're going to spread this love, this ceremony, this prayer across this nation and protect our Mother Earth and protect our communities, that they won't be stripped away and deported to foreign lands. We will protect our communities, that our children will not be pipelined into a prison industrial complex. We will protect our communities with love and compassion through prayer, through ceremony. We pray for the DAPL employees. They carry great weight for what they have done to our ancestors. We pray for Morton County Sheriff's Department. They're inside of a dark place right now. They need our prayers. They have seen what they have done to us. They have witnessed with their own eyes what we have witnessed. They know that their actions are inhumane. They know they have committed crimes against humanity. We pray for them. Oh-ho.
We have another speaker from the American Indian Movement here.
All I'd like to thank everybody that came out today. Everybody's making me so happy and so proud. We're all gathered here in unity. I just want to stress that I'm happy and we are making prophecies come true. We are the seventh generation. We're going to show them what we have. We don't need to go to violence. We don't need to throw things. What we need to do is pray and come and unite. One word, unity, brought all of us together. And I love that. And I thank all of you for coming. I'm only here just representing our people, not just the Native people, but everyone. I'm not speaking for one person, one group. All I'm speaking in is for us, and we are the younger generation. I'm happy. This is kind of a dangerous moment, but still there's children here watching on a small hill behind us, but they're laughing, they're playing, they're smiling. That's what we're here for, is the kids, our future generations. I just want to thank all of you for coming and showing us the support. I can't express myself. All I have to offer is just myself to you. So I'm here to help. Thank you for coming to help us. Aho.
So, with that being said, you have BLM here. You have the American Indian Movement here. You have the Brown Berets here. You have PICO here. This is exactly what they don't want. People of color coming together, uniting under one struggle. As you can see down at the road, we are now boxed in.
Our medicine wheel, the four colors of man, right here. White, black, red, and yellow. And today we have four nations here. We brought our prayer circles here today, the four colors of man. And we put it on Dapolan. Coming up, we seen the truck come through, but it did not hurt anybody. It knocked people down, but they didn't get hurt. That's good. The Creator was with us today. Right down the road, when I was walking, a pickup came through and shot three, four shots of gunfire, live bullets. But we were also protected because we have medicine that's stronger than devil. And we will continue in prayer every day. And we want the world to know that we are here in harmony with the Creator, Mother Earth. That's all we're doing today is pray, stand here in prayer with the world. I want the world to know that we didn't do anything wrong today. You see up there, the machines flying around, but the eagle protects us. Mother Earth, Father Sky, Inanwi, Mother Moon, our Creator, and our ancestors, Chief Crazy Horse, Red Cloud, Sitting Bull, Gaul, Dull Knife, they're all here, they're ancestors. The chiefs are here today with us. So we stand strong today. I want to thank the Creator for today, for giving us a day to stand in prayer. This is our way of life for some of us. We pray every day for the people, and that's what we're doing for the four colors of man here. That's what that represents, the circle. So that's what I want the world to know, that we are here in prayer from Niwichoni.
This prayer that I'm about to do coincides with the wishes of the Elders Council. We ask for their blessing for this move right here. So we thank you for your presence. We're here to protect the water, to protect the children, to protect our future generations. So if you give me a moment of your time, I'll say a prayer. Ho, my here to go, my here, Nihana, the Wajimichiko, in the Wawa, Monimichiko, to Chuchuma Hose, my here, and it was done here, Chiho, Chiho, Chis, my here. The Wawa, Manana Chiko, my here, Nagashkuni, my here, Nahina, Mup, the Wawa, to me, my here, to go, my here, here, Nahana, Mimichiko, Nahana, Mimichiko.
We're praying to you, Creator, at this time, for this time to show our presence. We thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon us each and every day, the blessings of our children, the blessings that you, of the water that you provide a life for us. Thank you, Creator, for this time in our lives to be here, to be able to cross paths with each and every one of you at this point in time. You are needed here, and our weapon is prayer. Our weapon is prayer. Remember to stay in prayer. If you are being arrested, just keep praying, because the Creator will provide. Thank you, Creator, for the blessing of this beautiful day that we are able to be here to show our cause of resistance through a prayerful manner. Aho, Mahia Chiko, Mahia Nishan at the Wajima Chiko. Nahia, I'm going to pivot near Wawa, my name is Chiko. In there, Wawa. There, just a vis time in Chiko, Jimaha, the Mahi, the Mahia. In there, Wawa, my name. Yashim, Nima Yashim, Achiko, Mahia. In the Khan at the Wajima Chiko. Nikki, just in there, Wawa, my name is Chiko. Nakashkuni, in there, Wawa. Yashim. Oh!
We're gonna sing as we go back. Hold this line behind us and walk slowly backwards. The rest of us will also walk back towards the vehicles in ceremony, in prayer, as our elders sing us out.
To support the Water Protectors, please go to standwithstandingrock.net. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artell's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artell. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artell. Safe travels.